And the little girls went off to camp up at up in Virginia, and they never had a horse. We had planned to have horses when they moved down here, but we spent so much money on the horse, and she'd get busy, you know.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Anyway, one of them won the Blue Ribbons up there, and she never had ridden before. No. We were proud of her.
Oh, I bet you
yeah.
were. Where did they go to camp?
They went, can't remember, they were up at Bristol, Intermount, Virginia Intermount.
Uh-huh, I've
Bristol.
Heard of it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
They went there, and yeah, we tried that. Pretty good.
It's fun to go
I
up
enjoyed
camp.
Going up there too myself. You know, we'd go
mm-hmm.
up, take them up and then go back, and then a little later. Had to make money close on this working and getting along.
Yeah.
Excuse me, go ahead though.
Okay. If we were talking about ringing a bell, you might ask, has the bell been
rung?
Yes, this morning.
I rang the bell.
If we were talking about the rising of the sun, has the sun
risen?
And at 6 o'clock today, the sun?
The sun rose at 6 o'clock.
If we were talking about diving into a lake, you might ask, has he, what?
Has he dived in yet?
And the answer would be, yes, 5 minutes ago, he...
You can use two words there, can't you?
Yeah.
Either dived or dove in.
Uh-huh. Which one would you be more likely to use, do you know?
Well,
just
either one.
Okay.
Yeah.
If we were talking about children growing up, you might ask, have all their children
grown up?
And the answer might be, yes, years ago, they all
grew up.
If I said, are you Mr. you'd say, yes, I
am.
If I asked, are you tired? You might say, yes, I am, or you might say, no,
I'm not.
You might say, I don't do that, but she.
She does.
And I always behave myself, but she.
Doesn't.
Now, let's see, would you put a word into these sentences, please? I thought you, what, coming with us?
I didn't catch you, you said that.
To add a word to these sentences.
All right, no.
I thought you.
Came with her.
No, I thought you what? Coming with us.
I thought you were coming
yeah,
with us.
Right.
Oh, yeah, I misunderstood you were coming with us.
And we what? Going to town when it started to rain?
We were going to town when it started to rain.
If I asked you if you still do many things, you would answer, yes, there are what? A lot of things I do.
Yes, there are many things that I do.
If I wanted to know the color of some roses you had grown, I might ask you, what color?
Are those roses.
And the answer might be the roses.
The roses are red.
If I asked you if you had done something already, you might say, no, I
have not.
Okay. And what's the contraction of have not?
Haven't.
If I asked you, was it a nice day? You might answer, no, it.
No, it wasn't.
If you don't think it's right for a person to do something, you might say, he, what, do that?
He shouldn't do that.
If I asked you if you can do something and you're not sure whether you can or not, you might answer, well, yes, of course do it.
If you ask me to do it, yes, I will try.
All right. Do you ever use the expressions might can do something or might could do something?
Might could do?
Uh-huh. Do you ever use that?
I hardly use it. That wouldn't be exactly right, would it, or not?
I don't know.
I wouldn't. He might could do that, yes, in
mm-hmm.
conversation, generally. You know, I might say that he might could do that,
mm-hmm.
yes.
Okay. What's another way to say came close to doing something? You might say, I slipped in the sand and I...
Nearly.
Fine. Now, this next section is the part where there'll be just one response to the question that I'll try to...
Mm-hmm.
Get you to say. A penny is 1
cent.
And a dime is
10 cents.